Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This winter has put our patients, our public transportation system, and for many of us, our roofs to the test. The Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston is no exception.
Last month, a day after Gardner director Ann Hawley announced that she was stepping down, a worker at the museum noticed water dripping into a third-floor gallery. This isn't the first time that the Gardner's artwork has been jeopardized by water in the more than 100-year-old building. But these latest incidents raise questions for Sebastian Smee, Pulitzer Prize-winning art critic for the Boston Globe. He wrote about the leaks in today's paper. Hello, Sebastian.
Hi, Deb.
So a lot of New Englanders, especially this winter, can certainly sympathize with roof leaks. But for the Gardner, this isn't a new issue. How long has it been a problem there?
Well, it does go back some time. Look, this particular instance is especially severe, and I'm deeply sympathetic. I think anyone who's lived through this winter is. It's a tough situation to be dealing with. But I walked in there a few weeks ago and was really quite surprised to see galleries closed off. The whole chapel room, which is up on the third floor, had all the objects in it covered in plastic. There were buckets down. In the tapestry room, the same was the case. There were buckets on the ground catching water. And then a few days after I was there, a similar problem occurred in a small room called the Little Salon on the same level. Mm-hmm. So it's not the sort of thing anyone expects to see when they go into an art museum. There was also a Roman sarcophagus down in the courtyard, which had been sort of dripped on by water, and that was covered in plastic as a result. The Gardner leadership went to great lengths to take care of these objects by covering them in plastic. They have elaborate protocols in place to deal with this. But it made me wonder about what the real problem was and why they were having to take these kinds of steps. And the fact is it does go back to about 15, 16 years. That's when they last replaced the roof. And they've had regular drips, nothing on this scale, but regular drips occurring in several galleries ever since that time. So the question is, I guess, why hasn't something more comprehensive been done about that?
Right. Now, and you asked outgoing director Ann Hawley about damage to the artwork. And anything permanently damaged? What do we know about damage?
No,
to the
I don't
collection?
Think anything permanently damaged. They were very forthcoming about what's happened in this most recent spate of incidents. And as I said, the sarcophagus down in the courtyard has got some minor staining on it, which is a concern, but it probably can be fixed. And then large numbers of things in the tapestry room and little salon had water dripping on them. I know that in the past as well, a St. Michael fresco, which is in the tapestry room above the fireplace, has had large amounts of water coming onto the frame and has had to be deinstalled quite a few times. So this is just an ongoing story. And I guess, a bit like the tea or other things, it makes you wonder, okay, so it's very severe now and in that sense rather unfortunate. But is the severity of this current situation just revealing problems that ought to have been addressed earlier?
Now, the Gardner recently completed a huge fundraising effort for its new building. Didn't that include anything for maintenance or anything along
right,
those lines?
Right. So, I mean, this is the tough thing as well. The contrast between this gleaming new building designed by Renzo Piano, which has put up a great expense, and the situation that's currently in the old palace put up 100 years ago. It's very stark. I mean, you're surprised to see buckets down and rubber mats on the floor in the tapestry room when you can see that they've spent so much money on this new building. Look, I want to stress Ann Hawley has done great things at the museum to not only put up this new wing, which took a lot of pressure off the old palace, the shop, the concert hall, the cafe have all been moved to the new building. And I think that has helped sort of alleviate the wear and tear on the old building. She also, before that new building began, helped a great deal with climate control, which didn't exist. There was no modern climate control, and put up new roofs. And this is the tough thing. The new roofs were put up over the tapestry room and the Long Gallery, where the problems are, in 97, 98.
So they had new roofs.
They had new roofs. That's quite a while ago, 97, 98. The difficult thing is that drip started happening again within 6 months in the tapestry room.
After they had the new roofs put up.
Exactly. I think, how do you solve a roof problem in this climate? It's tough. What they did there over the tapestry room was put up a rubber membrane over pre-existing roofing materials. And I'm no expert. I've been told that often when you just sort of cover over existing materials, you're not really dealing with core problems. But you would hope that would fix it. They certainly thought it would. And so it's tough for them that it didn't. But these leaks have been continuing ever since. And so the feeling is that maybe they missed an opportunity when the new wing was going up to address it more comprehensively then.
Mm-hmm. Has the museum been forthcoming about this issue?
Certainly about the current issue, absolutely. I have to admit I had a tougher time getting them to give me any details about what has gone on over the past 15, 16, 17 years since the new roofs were put on. But I was able to, they were quite open about the fact that there had been continual problems, but they stressed that it was nothing as severe as what they're experiencing now.
Now, a lot of people will probably be going to the Gardner next week. It's the 25th anniversary of the heist, largest art heist, right, that we hear about. What do you think folks will notice in the museum, and is the museum taking any steps to prepare for crowds then, and in the middle of all these leaks that you know of?
I don't know about that. I know that some of the leak situations have improved since I was there on that first visit. I went back last Monday. Some of the leaks in the tapestry room seemed to have been fixed, but there was a new one. There was water trickling down the wall just a few inches from the tapestry with a bucket underneath it, sort of cordoned off by a sort of screen. But the little salon was still closed off, and the beautiful chapel area up the top was also cordoned off and everything in it covered in plastic. Perhaps within a few days from now, those problems will be fixed. I don't know. But they've lasted a month so far.
Hmm. And buckets and things cordoned off and some plastic, and that may be the case for a little while.
Perhaps. I hope not. And there's still so many wonderful things to see there. It is one of the most beautiful museums in the world. So I encourage people to get there no matter what, but hopefully they won't see too much of those problems.
All right. Sebastian Smee, a Pulitzer Prize-winning art critic for the Boston Globe. There's a link to his piece about the roof leaks at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum on our website, radioboston.org. Sebastian, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.